From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Miami today, Florida Senator Marco Rubio condemned President Obama's proposal to normalize relations with Cuba. NPR's Greg Allen reports Rubio promised to fight the move in Congress.
Rubio joined other Cuban-American members of Florida's congressional delegation to speak out against Obama's Cuba proposals. Economic engagement, he said, has done little to lessen repression in Burma, Vietnam, and China, which Rubio called the best-funded dictatorship in human history. What's not clear yet, he said, is how far-reaching the president's proposals will be. Once the regulations are written, he said Congress will scrutinize them very carefully.
I think there are still legal questions about whether some of these moves that the president has announced violate the spirit and the letter of multiple laws.
Rubio said he's also concerned Obama's concessions to Cuba may have a chilling effect on democracy in Latin America. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Attorneys for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev are requesting a delay in the trial due to start January 5th. As NPR's Tovia Smith explains, Tsarnaev joined his lawyers in court today for a final pretrial hearing, his first public appearance in a year and a half.
Tsarnaev appeared thinner with longer hair and a scrappy beard, but had no visible reaction, even as a supporter in the courtroom shouted words of encouragement to him in Russian. Victims also packed the court, including Mark Fucarelli, who lost a leg in the blast.
Just grateful I'm alive and happy that I'm able to be here and to see what happens.
Defense attorneys are also asking to move the trial out of Boston, saying impartial jurors can't be found here. A first request has been denied, but a second is still pending. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest today said the recent computer hack carried out against Sony Pictures was done by somebody sophisticated with what he called malicious intent. However, Earnest stopped short of blaming North Korea directly, despite the fact top administration officials have accused the country of being centrally involved in the hacking.
Regardless of who is found to be responsible for this, that the president considers it to be a serious national security matter, and it's being treated as such both in the course of the investigation, but also by leading members of the president's national security team here at the White House.
Earnest says he doesn't want to get ahead of investigations by the Justice Department or the FBI. Sony announced it's now canceled the scheduled release of the controversial picture, The Interview, which centers around a plot to assassinate Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Fewer Americans were filing initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which says first-time jobless claims fell by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 289,000. That's the lowest level since October. The four-week moving average, which smooths out some of the volatility in the weekly numbers, also declined slightly. A major up day for Wall Street. The Dow jumped 421 points today to close at 17,778. The Nasdaq was up 104 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Department of Justice is making good on its threat, rather, to sue New York City over conditions at the notorious Rikers Island jail. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the lawsuit announced today follows a scathing report on the treatment of adolescent inmates.
A Justice Department investigation found a deep-seated culture of violence against 16 to 18-year-old inmates at Rikers. This week, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the city has ended the use of solitary confinement for 16 and 17-year-olds. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says that's a good start.
But in our view, much, much more needs to be done to safeguard the constitutional rights of inmates at Rikers Island.
The Justice Department wants to join another lawsuit against the city. That case concerns the treatment of adult inmates at Rikers. Bharara says that's the best and fastest way to get reforms that are permanent and enforceable. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick fields lots of calls on his monthly Ask the Governor program on member station WGBH in Boston, but he probably wasn't expecting this one.
This is Barack Obama, formerly of Somerville. I've got a few complaints about service in and around the neighborhood, but I've moved down south since that time.
President calling the show to congratulate Patrick, a friend and political ally who is wrapping up two terms in the governor's office. Patrick is that state's first black governor. Crude oil futures prices continued their slide today. The price of oil was down another $2.36 a barrel to end the session at $54.11 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.